In this bulletin, the Prime Minister hits back at comments made by the Chinese ambassador to Australia. North Korea goes into lockdown with the country's first reported coronavirus infections. And in the AFL, Greater Western Sydney coach Leon Cameron resigns after 9 years at the helm. Good afternoon, Claire Slattery with SBS News. Prime Minister Scott Morrison has rejected a claim by the Chinese ambassador to Australia that his country's cooperation with Pacific Island nations poses no threat to Australia. Writing in today's Australian Financial Review newspaper, Chinese Ambassador Xiao Xian says China's cooperation with countries such as the Solomon Islands is about regional cooperation and prosperity and is not a threat to Australia's security. Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi is set to visit the Solomon Islands next week after the two countries signed a security pact that's caused concern across the region. Mr. Morrison says what China does is significant.
I think it's of great consequence. I support the Australian national interests, not the Chinese government's view of what national interests are, whether it be in Australia or across the Pacific. And that's why I've always taken a very strong stance on this, a stance that I've been criticised for right across the country. I've even been criticised by the Labor Party for the strong position that I have had in standing up to the coercion of the Chinese government.
Labor leader Anthony Albanese says his election as Prime Minister would send a message on multiculturalism in Australia. If elected, Mr. Albanese would become Australia's first Prime Minister of Italian background. He has visited Gladstone in Queensland alongside Ed Husic, who has a Bosnian Muslim background and would be Australia's first Muslim cabinet minister if the Labor Party wins the election. Mr. Albanese says he's spoken to members of the Australian-Italian community who have told him they're voting Labor for the first time at this election.
They want an Australian that reflects modern Australia. Modern Australia is made up of people called Husic and Albanese. We're a diverse country, and the fact that I have a non-Anglo-Celtic name, and so does our Senate leader as well, I think sends a message out there, hopefully to multicultural Australia, that you can achieve anything in this country.
Financial counsellors and charities are making the regulation of buy now, pay later products an issue at the federal election. More than 100 organisations have signed an open letter calling on the next federal parliament to urgently improve the regulation of products from companies such as Afterpay, ZipPay and Klarna. The letter has been initiated by Financial Counselling Australia and has been signed by organisations including Consumer Group Choice, the Consumer Action Law Centre and Anglicare. They're warning that an increasing number of people, especially the young and low wage earners, are using advanced wage products to pay for essentials as the cost of living rises. North Korea's leader Kim Jong-un has ordered a national lockdown after the country reported its first coronavirus infections. The Korean Central News Agency says there's an Omicron outbreak in the capital Pyongyang, but the number of infections has not been confirmed. The agency has called it the biggest emergency incident in the country and a breach to North Korea's quarantine front. North Korea had recorded no COVID-19 cases since the start of the pandemic, though some have doubted those claims. The country doesn't have a COVID vaccine program. In the AFL, and Greater Western Sydney Giants coach Leon Cameron says he'll have mixed feelings this weekend as he coaches the team for the last time. The 49-year-old has been the Giants coach since 2014, but will finish up after Sunday's home game against Carlton, with assistant coach Mark McVeigh to take over for the rest of this season. The team under Cameron has made the AFL finals 5 times and the grand final once, but has never won a premiership in his time as coach. After a poor start to this season, Cameron says he and Giants management have decided he should leave.
You know, there'll be some mixed emotions, clearly. Clearly there will be. The last time you address the group, the Simon will go, but memories have, you know, have been fantastic, and they'll always be there.
And now for a look at tomorrow's weather. In Perth, there'll be a shower or two with an expected top of 19 degrees. Adelaide, partly cloudy, 23. Melbourne, a possible shower and 20. Hobart, partly cloudy and 18. Canberra, showers easing, 19. Wollongong, much the same, 23. Sydney, a shower or two and 25 degrees. Newcastle, a possible shower and 26. Brisbane, rain, 24. Cairns, a shower or two and 29. And in Darwin, it's expected to be a partly cloudy day with a top of 31 degrees. That's SBS News.